体育训练班上课了。
我是 Danny，
我是杨林。Danny， 今天咱们节目的开头很有气魄嘛？
咱们内容也很精彩啊，你给介绍一下吧。
好，今天咱们要去长跑，锻炼一下耐力。
I get up each morning, put on my running shoes, and jog for over 3 miles.
看看刚来美国的人对这个国家的印象。
My first impression is that everything was really sprayed out.
讨论更多在生活中给自己舒压的方法。
Now there's a therapy I can get behind.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说菜鸟和没辙了。
当然，咱们还是先花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
fast paced. Fast paced is spelled F-A-S-T-P-A-C-E-D. Fast paced.
Fast paced, 快节奏的。旧金山有家小店专门将邮件转为手写的书信寄给收信者。店主说，
We move in such a fast-paced world that sometimes that world can feel kind of cold and impersonal.
我们生活在一个如此快节奏的社会里，有时会让你感到冰冷和不近人情。
Compared with fast-paced cities such as New York, I prefer to live in the suburbs.
与纽约这种快节奏的城市相比，我更喜欢住在郊区。
In the fast-paced world of email and instant communication, the postal service has experienced drastic decline in volume in recent years.
在电子邮件和即时通讯的快节奏社会，邮政业务量近年来急剧下降。好的，今天我们学习的词是
fast-paced, fast-paced, fast-paced.
Fast-paced, 快节奏的。那么慢节奏的就是 slow-paced?
That's right. For example, a lot of Americans think Europeans live a slow-paced life.
没错，去欧洲旅行过的好多朋友都跟我说啊，那里的人生活真是慢悠悠，可悠闲了。
So, do you prefer a fast-paced or slow-paced life, Yang Lin?
在工作的时候，我希望节奏快，效率高。不过下了班，我当然希望悠哉悠哉，慢慢地享受人生啦。
你要求还挺高哎。好了，咱们先继续听节目吧。
好，让我们一起来听流行美语。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。今天 Larry 和李华一起去听个讲座，上课前聊起了彼此的兴趣。李华要学到两个常用语 glued to one's seat 和 at the end of one's rope。
Larry， 老师上次布置的作业你做了吗？第五题怎么写啊？
Number five, I didn't do that one either。
啊，第五题你也不会啊？那怎么交差啊？
Hey, we can ask AmyShe probably knows how to do this problem.
Amy? 可是你怎么会知道她肯定会做呢？搞不好她也跟我们一样啊。
But she's always glued to her seat during the lectures. I'm sure she gets good grades because she pays so much attention.
你说她每次讲座都粘在椅子上，啊，有人恶作剧吗？
No, not literally glued to her seat. To be glued to one's seat means to be so interested and involved with something that one doesn't move at all.
哦，我明白了，你的意思是说 Amy is always glued to her seat， 她上课啊听得特别专心，一动不动，所以学得一定不错。哎，那我们真的可以去问她哦。
That's right, that's exactly what I was trying to say, 李华。
那我可不可以说，如果我看到白马王子， I will be glued to my seat， 哇，一定会深深地被他吸引，无法动弹的。
You really dream about meeting Prince Charming all day long, don't you? Usually, the term to be glued to one's seat is only used to describe an activity. For example, you can be glued to your seat when you're playing your favorite video game, or watching a suspenseful movie, etc.
哦，是吗？所以这句话通常是用在形容对某件事情的热情。比如说啊， Larry is always glued to his seat,When he reads children's books. 哎，我这样造句对不对啊？
Yeah, that's right. Except, did you really have to mention children's books? I just like them because my mom used to read them to me all the time.
我当然要提到你有多么爱读儿童故事书啊，这是我能想到的 Larry 唯一的嗜好。那要不然你说说看，你自己有更热爱的事情吗？
Okay, let me think. There's got to be something that better represents my intellectual interests.
想不出来吧？你呀，还是放弃吧。
Fine. I guess I'm at the end of my rope.
什么？你说 I'm at the end of my rope 是什么意思啊？怎么连绳子都跑出来了？哎，你可别想不开哎。
To be at the end of your rope.Means to be out of options. It means you're stuck in a bad situation.
Oh, 原来是指你无路可退的意思。你看，我比你自己还要了解你。儿童故事书是你的最爱，你呀，还是承认吧。
Okay, quit laughing. It's just a little hobby of mine that I read children's books. I doubt your interests are any better. Let me think. You like to dance...You like to go shopping. You like to...
哎，不用想啦。不管你怎么想，你一定想不到一个跟读儿童故事书一样奇怪的兴趣。You're at the end of your rope, Larry.
You're right. I'm at the end of my rope. But once again, reading children's books is just a good memory I have from childhood.
哎，好奇怪哦。班上好安静哦。
Class already started? Hey, what about that question on the homework? We have to turn it in today.
什么？已经开始上课了？那我们的功课怎么办呢？
I guess we're at the end of our ropes.
各位听众，今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到了两个常用语，一个是 glued to one seat， 是指一个人非常专注于某件事。集中精力一动不动，另一个是 at the end of one's rope， 意思是走投无路，没有其他的选择。好的，这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢收听，下次节目再见。
Donny， 上次你帮我把电脑修好，我真得好好谢谢你，太牛了，我自己弄了半天都弄不好。 I was totally at the end of my rope.真是没辙了。
You're welcome. I can teach you some basic computer skills too if you want.
真的吗？太好了。我对动手啊，技术啊，完全不在行。I don't think I could learn this stuff even if I was glued to my seat studying for hours.
没有那么难，好吧。我以前也不懂，也是菜鸟一个呀。
说到菜鸟，咱们来听听这个词用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Donny 在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是无穷要问的菜鸟。
Donny， 我买了最新的 iPhone 耶。
Wow, you got the latest iPhone? How do you like it?
很喜欢呀，可是就是不太会用。我还是个菜鸟。咦，菜鸟英文怎么说？
菜鸟的英文是 newbie。newbie is spelled N-E-W-B-I-E, newbie。
newbie? new 是新的，所以 newbie 就是菜鸟的意思。
That's right. But don't worry, everyone has to start out as a newbie.
我需要有个人指点我一下。
Give you a few pointers?
没错，就是这个词。Pointer is spelled P-O-I-N-T-E-R. Pointer 是指点、建议的意思。I need someone to give me a few pointers on how to find the coolest iPhone apps. 我想知道怎么可以去找到最酷的 iPhone 应用。
I have an iPhone. I can show you the ropes.
你刚刚说 you can show me the ropes, 意思是你可以教我，对不对？
You guessed right. To show someone the ropes means to explain to someone how to do a job or activity.
可是这跟 rope 绳子又有什么关系呢？
A long time ago, sailors had to learn how to control the ropes to set sail. Learning the ropes was a beginner's lesson for sailors. So to show someone the ropes means to show someone the basics of doing something.
哦，我明白了。以前新水手第一个要学会的就是如何操控绳子。所以 to show someone the ropes 就是教导新手做某件事情。
Exactly. Okay, now let's see what you've learned today.
第一，菜鸟叫 newbie。第二，指点某人是 to give somebody a few pointers。第三，教初学者做某事可以说 to show someone the ropes。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。So, Yanglin, when you first came to America, did anyone give you any pointers or show you the ropes about studying and living here?
说实话，真的没有哎。我出国前就在电视和电影里看美国，到了之后才发现。真正的美国和美国人跟电影里的一点都不一样。
For example?
比如说吧，在电影里，美国是个时髦的大都会，我以为大家都会穿得特别 fashionable。可是来到学校，发现同学们都是 T-shirt 加牛仔裤，非常朴实随意。
I'm sure there are other things that strike those who come to America for the first time.
都有什么呢？
Let's find out in today's Go English.
美语三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目，你是哪里人单元的高级课程。
Kevin and Jose are new roommates who are meeting each other for the first time. Jose is from Mexico and is telling Kevin about his experience coming to America. Winnie, in this first sectionListen for the phrase to strike someone, which means to really catch someone's attention.
Oh, to strike someone 就是特别引起某人的注意。好，那我要仔细听了。
What were some of the things that really struck you when you first came to America?
Well, my first impression is that everything was really sprayed out.
That's particularly true in the American Southwest.Because there's so much space, many cities, like Los Angeles, grow outward rather than build taller buildings, like in New York.
Yeah, I heard that's why the traffic is so bad there.
Yeah, everything is far apart, so everyone needs a car to get around, so there's lots of traffic.
Winnie, what struck Jose about America when he first arrived?
他的第一印象啊，就是美国所有东西都很分散。Spread out.
That's right. And how has this affected traffic conditions?
正是因为很多城市都铺得很开，所以人们的生活离不开汽车，也就造成了交通拥挤。
Exactly. In the next section, listen for the phrase to stand out, which means to be very obvious or noticeable.
What about the culture? Was there anything that really stood out about Americans when you first started interacting with them?
Well, the thing that struck me was how casual Americans are. Even people who are strangers still call each other by their first names as if they're friends.
Yeah, Americans also tend to be very casual in business relationships. Sometimes people from other countries who are used to being more formal find this rude.
Yeah, I bet some people have a hard time getting used to that.
So Winnie, what really stood out for Jose about American culture?
他觉得美国人很随便，即使是在正式场合，也经常对别人直呼其名。
Right. And does this sometimes cause problems?
美国人可能觉得这样很亲切，可是啊，在某些文化看来，这可能是非常不礼貌的。
Right. In the next section, listen for the phrase to keep someone at arm's length.Which means to maintain a distant relationship with someone.
But you know, I find it interesting that even though Americans are very casual and friendly, they also value privacy more than people in other cultures.
You know, I think you're right. Even though Americans are friendly to strangers, some of them also like to keep people they don't know at arm's length.
Yeah, they really like to have time to themselves.
I agree. If you're from a culture in which people are always together, Americans can seem very rude when they're trying to be left alone.
一点没错，我的美国邻居每次见面都特别友好地跟我打招呼，可是啊，从来就不请我去他家做客。
That's pretty common. Americans like to be friendly in public, but they also like to have their own space.
没准他家特别乱，所以不敢让人去啊。
Could be.In the next section, listen for the word punctual, which means on time.
You know, I've also noticed that Americans really value punctuality and like to be on time.
That's right. In some cultures, people aren't so worried about being on time. They have a hard time in the United States because Americans don't like for people to be late.
It's true. Sometimes when Americans come to Mexico for tourism, they get really mad when the bus doesn't leave on time. It's strange to always be in such a hurry, even on vacation.
You know, I think when you go to another country, you have to go with the flow.
美国人喜欢守时，但是 Kevin 觉得如果他们到那些并不重视时间观念的国家去，就应该 go with the flow, 入乡随俗。
Yes, as the English expression says, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
This week's 美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。十二级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
其实我也有 Jose 这样的感觉。我的美国同学喜欢随便地坐在地上啊，草坪上，而且大家即使对教授都是直呼名字，这对我来说啊，可真是 culture shock。
我到中国也经历了 culture shock 呢，比如大街上女生手拉手走路， I think that's really weird。
嗯，这有什么？我大学的时候还和好朋友手拉手一起去厕所呢。
所以说是 culture shock， 文化冲击啊。对你来说是习以为常的，对别的文化的人来说就很奇怪。
嗯，这倒是也有道理。好了，咱们来换个话题，继续来说疏解生活压力的事儿。让我们来听今天的礼节美语。
礼节美语。
Claire 最近工作上压力很大，同事 Jim 和 Tina 给她出主意如何减压。 Tina 说，
You really have to make an effort to relax, and each person is different. My husband swears by classical music. He goes and sits in his room, turns on his stereo, and listens to his favorite classical composers.
For me, sometimes I just need a good hard workout. I like to put on boxing gloves and hit a punching bag. Makes me feel much better.
I've tried chanting and meditating a couple times, but I couldn't stop my brain from thinking about work.I can't seem to get in the zone.
Tina 说，她老公觉得听古典音乐特别管用。
He swears by classical music. Swear by something.
意思是坚信某事的功效，用在人的身上。
To swear by somebody.
则是很信任某个人。Jim 说，他释放压力最行之有效的办法是去健身。
I just need a good hard workout.
Claire 则说，她试过冥想。但是就是无法
get in the zone，
进入状态。
I saw a news article yesterday that says chocolate helps relieve stress. Maybe you just need a chocolate bar.
Now there's a therapy I can get behind.
I think the main thing to keep in mind here is that stress is a serious issue. You're not weak, you're not a loser. You just have to find what works for you. Everybody's different. Maybe rock music is what works for you.
Tina 说，头天看报纸上讲吃巧克力可以减压。Claire 开玩笑说，
Now there's a therapy I can get behind.
意思是这种疗法我愿意试试。不过言归正传，压力不是儿戏，身体对压力做出反应并不意味着你脆弱，也不意味着你是个没用的人。每个人都需要找对自己有效的解除压力的办法。
Speaking of rock music, there's a great concert happening downtown tomorrow night.We could all use a break. What do you say?
Sounds like fun. And thanks. You guys are true friends.
We're all in the same boat. Modern life is very stressful.
That's why we need friends.
You said it. See you tomorrow night.
It's a date.
Tina 说明天晚上有一场
rock music
摇滚音乐会， 问 Claire 和 Jim 要不要一起去。
We could all use a break.
意思是我们都需要放松一下。Use 在这里是享用的意思，比如
I could use a cup of coffee.
意思是我想喝杯咖啡。
I could use some encouragement.
我需要一些鼓励。Claire 对朋友的帮助表示感谢。Jim 则说
We're all in the same boat.
我们的处境都一样，大家生活都很紧张，都需要学会放松。
Donnie, so what do you do to de-stress?
I run. I'm a serious runner. I do it every morning.
啊，这么厉害？不过不会只跑两分钟吧？
当然不是了。我和下面这个体育美语里讲的差不多，是长跑。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We're here for American Sports English.
Hey, Yang Chen, what are you doing?
我要去跑步。Hey, you should come with me.
Are you insinuating that I need to go for a run?
Insinuating?
I-N-S-I-N-U-A-T-I-N-G.Which means implying.
我不用暗示，我是很明确地告诉你 ，You need to exercise more.
I'll have you know that I exercise every day.
你说的 exercise 恐怕是动嘴皮子吧 ？No. Exercise your mouth and your remote finger don't count.
Ha, ha, ha. I'll have you know that I get up each morning.Put on my running shoes and jog for over 3 miles.
三英里正好跑到了前面的那个 ice cream shop.
After I run, I make sure to eat healthy. Yeah, by the way, why the sudden interest in jogging anyways? Those look like some real pretty new running shoes you've got there, Yang Chen.
And also Thanksgiving. It's to grandmother's house we go. 我吃了好多的火鸡。I need to run off my turkey weight.
Run off your turkey weight. Hey, good idea.
你不用幸灾乐祸。You need to run off your turkey weight too.
I don't even eat turkey.
Yes, you do.
So, are you training for the 5K?
What's a 5K?
A 5-kilometer race. Lots of places have them after Thanksgiving.
Oh, 五公里赛跑。
Well, Yang Chen, how far have you run in the past?
一般我不跑 5K, 我跑 5M.
Oh, 5M? 5 miles?
No, 5 meters.
Training for a 5K? 练习五公里长跑。天哪, that wouldn't reduce my stress level at all. 听着就累。
Jogging can be very relaxing if you keep doing it every day.
啊，一天我都气喘吁吁，别说坚持了。
杨林，生命在于运动 ，OK？
好啦，别教育我啦，当你老师。今天的节目时间差不多了，这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
Bye。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
Patrick， 你觉得学好美语有什么诀窍呢？
当然是收听美国之音的英语教学节目。
这就叫 Patrick 卖瓜，自卖自夸。
我的瓜最甜。
那不见得。不过您听了我们的节目，有什么看法或建议，请发 email 给我们。
美语 @voanews.com。
美语就是美语两个字的拼音。
MEIYU@VOANEWS.com.
You have mail.